Welcome back to Daycare Diaries. Today we're talking about remote learning and the pandemic. I have three students. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
My name is Brandon.
I'm Brianna.
I'm Darius.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth.
I'm a freshman in high school.
I'm in fifth.
So eighth, a freshman in high school, and a fifth grader. So basically, tell me a little bit about, and any one of you can start, how is the pandemic affecting you guys individually?
I think individually, it affects our emotions and the way everything works around here. Like, if we were to be doing our homework, it would, like, mess up where we're doing it, if we're doing it together or apart.
So do you guys, go ahead.
Adding on to that, it kind of affects when we do homework, and not even just homework, like classwork. And when we're online, we have to be separated. We have to be in certain rooms. We have to know each other's schedule so that we don't mess it up for each other.
Darius, you want to say something?
Sometimes we have to, like, work together to get up and stop. And we have to, like, work as a big team.
So, basically, you guys have schedules, and you have to work together to make sure that you all get up on time to log on for your classes and make it online on time to attend.
Technically.
Do you like that better, getting up and just being home doing schoolwork versus getting up and having to leave and go to school?
I like getting up and having class right there, because it's right there. You don't have to do anything extra. It's just log on, get you something to eat, and sit there and pay attention instead of getting up and having to waste energy to go to school and back.
I think it's better home, because now I don't really have to worry running for the bus in the way, or like worry about being like half an hour late to catch the bus. And now, like, I could just open a tablet or open a computer and wait 5 minutes, or get up 5 minutes ahead of class so that I'm ready.
Okay.
Well, I think it's cool because you get to stay home and do your work and, you know, stay in your pajamas.
Comfortability. Are there any challenges as far as the curriculum? Do you feel like you're getting enough help with a lot of the classes that you're taking?
I feel like I'm getting enough help. I think one of the struggles might be getting there on time, because some people aren't morning persons, and they could, like, sleep in.
Mm-hmm. You can see that happening. You oversleep and miss the class.
I think a struggle for me was just, like, the transition from middle school to high school. And, like, when the pandemic hit, I was still in middle school. And, like, people were just, like, learning how to use online resources. And now, like, everyone's prepared and know how to do online use online resources. But the transition was kind of hard because it's a different curriculum. I'm in a different, like,
level,
not situation.
Grade.
But different grade and different, like, environment.
What about you, Darius? Did you transition from fifth to sixth grade during remote learning, or you had already graduated before?
No.
So how is it online for you doing your sixth grade class? Do you have a new teacher?
Yeah, I have Miss Blomquist, and I had Miss Lomano, but then we did like a different transition, and
it was hard. Was it hard?
It was a little hard with Miss Blomquist.
What made it hard for you?
Well, all the hard work and stuff, and like all these tests and quizzes that we have to do, and the plan of the day.
That brings me to my next question. How is it taking tests and studying? Were you when you were doing in-person classes, was it easy for you guys to study and take tests, you know, break up into study groups with friends or work with each other at home? Is it harder now to work with each other to prepare for these tests, or you find it a lot easier?
I find it a lot easier because either if you're working alone or with someone else, you still have the things you need and you don't really have to depend on the other person.
I think that's, I kind of disagree with you on that because, like, you're still in middle school, and you still have your friends around you. I don't have my friends and we're all, like, in doing different stuff. Like, one friend's ahead of me, and then another friend's behind me. So then it's kind of also, it's hard because we don't know what the other friend learned and what they're going to learn. So that's like what I disagree on you. Sorry.
So, Darius, you want to add anything?
No.
Okay. So, what if the pandemic finally dies down and you guys have to go back to school? How would you feel about that?
I low-key feel frustrated with the traveling again and relieved because now that the pandemic is gone, there's nobody really getting sick, no hospitals being packed. But yet again, it's still the stress of going back and forth from school and
traveling. Yeah.
I think I'll be, like you said, more frustrated, but not with the travel, but like more of the going back and like now that I'm going to be adjusted to online learning. And if I go back, I have to kind of fix readjust my ways and change it so that it works for the teachers and it works for me.
Darius, how would you feel?
I would feel great because it's getting, as long as no one's getting sick and stuff, so once you're walking back and forth to school and home, some people don't realize it, but you're actually getting a full work of energy in the morning and you're getting exercise by running for the bus. So I would love to go back to regular school because, you know, they have, like, changing classes and stuff, reading, writing. You get to answer the questions and stuff. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, it's a difference, a big difference of being in a classroom setting. I do understand that. And I like what you said about you get the exercise of traveling back and forth versus being home where you're just getting up out the bed, you just go log on, or you're sitting in your bed and you just pull out your iPad. It's really not, you're really not getting, you know, like that physical exercise. Yep. That's a good, I like that. Do you guys want to add anything about remote learning that I didn't ask about?
Not really. Not on my part.
I'm trying to think, but come back to me, please. About remote learning?
Yes. Do you want to add anything? Anything good? Anything bad? Anything that you would add to it as far as, is there something that you're doing now in class that you wish you could do more of or less of?
Like my math and stuff, because math is really getting hard and I need help.
So you wish you had more help with that?
Yeah, and I know my writing's good. I was always good in writing, but my math and science.
So you think you wish you had more, what is it, tutoring, or do you need another instructor maybe to help you?
Resources.
Yes, you need more resources. So how is that online for you guys? Do they provide those extra resources for you guys outside of the Zoom meetings and the tests and the assignments that are due? How are they assisting you with tutoring? Like your brother said, he has trouble with math. So when you have trouble with a subject, how are you getting assistance instead of failing out of that specific class?
For my schedule, it's a little messed up, but on Mondays and Fridays after school, the teachers stay in the meet for an extra 2 hours or one just in case if anyone has any questions on what she has presented or he has presented, then they could just come back and ask, or she would post a worksheet, something to work on to get better at the subject.
I think that's a common thing, like teachers staying in Zoom or Google Meet, but my teachers also like before the term starts, or like when the term has started, and like everyone's just like meeting each other or anything, they label resources in on the Google Meet. On Google Classroom, and as we're going on with lessons, they like have a lesson and then they add resources or attachments to the lessons, and then there's an app, Remind, where teachers use to communicate with students if they need help, if they want to learn more and to get more invested in the lesson. So those are like what my teachers do and my school does.
Darius?
Well, I have the same in common with my old teacher. I was still in fifth grade, but I got transitioned to like many and many classes.
And
he would always what was you saying?
Go ahead.
Okay. He would always like say, you guys could go on. I'm going to stay here and see if you guys have questions or something.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So at least they're trying to see where you may need the help and hopefully stay behind and help you where they can. Because I know that teachers, when I do my remote learning, one, a lot of the children only sit for an allotted time. So after a while, they start getting frustrated, or they're like, I'm tired of sitting here. I can't do it anymore. I just want to get off of this computer. And so you got to do what you can to keep the children interested for that allotted period of time. The resources that they have for you guys, what would you add to those besides them, you know, adding the links? Would you prefer the links, or would you prefer them to take maybe, first of all, how long are these classes every day? How many classes do y'all have? 40
to 50 minutes.
Every three, what?
At least 45 or to 50 minutes.
And how many classes do you have each day?
Six.
And that's for, in eighth grade, you have six classes. Bri, for to be a high school freshman, how many classes do you have?
I have the same amount of classes, I think. Yeah, I have six classes. And my periods actually depend on, or the Google Meets depend on the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
If they, because some teachers like shorten it because they know that students aren't going to sit
for
there
that long. Okay, that's good.
And some like just keep it for the full amount so that everyone gets the full lesson.
Nice. Mine is two, but yeah, it's two, so it's long. It's like 8:38 to, well, 11.
Do you get a break in between?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
But for like, it's really a trash time. It's 11 to 11:45. That's really trash. So I'm just sitting there eating lunch and on the couch with Brennan and stuff.
So you and mean? What do you mean it's trash? You mean you don't like that? You don't like that? That is boring. That's what you mean by it's trash.
Yes, it's boring.
So you would rather go from 8:30 to 11 the whole time with no break?
Yes.
Just to get it over with?
Yes. Okay. Because
This is the sixth grade.
Us to like stay there and focus and keep track of what we're doing. That's why Miss Bloomquez always puts up the flow of the day and what time we're going to be doing it. Like, the flow of the day starts with the success criteria, the learning target on reading. Then we go in Then we go into writing. We finish our publishing. Mm-hmm. Publishing. And then we go to lunch. And then after that, come back a few minutes more. And we go to math.
They have to give you breaks to eat and relax and stretch. I mean, imagine. I couldn't imagine sitting there for 4 hours and no lunch break. I think my legs would be numb and my eyes would be burning.
I think that's, like, the difference between his school and me and Brandon's. Or at least mine, because mine, like, teachers make sure that they give us a few minutes off. Or, yeah, like, a few minutes before class ends. And mm-hmm. a few minutes before class ends. Before class starts. So that, like, we can stretch or get up to get whatever we want. Or for even just doing a little bit of classwork, even though we're not really doing that classwork. We're eating or stretching mm-hmm. or doing whatever.
Or taking your time to relax.
Yeah. Like, that's what your school, that's kind of the main difference. And that's probably why, like, a lot of students are in your school are probably stressed.
It used to be much longer time. And once you go to actual school, because it was like, It was like 1 hour. It was like 1 hour. Then after that, we just go to, like, gym on Tuesdays. On Thursdays, we go to chorus. And on Fridays, we usually have fun Fridays and, like, bring out the games and stuff. Or we just go out and go recess.
I think I see the point you're trying to make. If you were in regular school, you would have to sit there for it all day anyway. So, because yes. you're online, it shouldn't be any different. I understand. I get it.
Except for the time.
Except for the time. Yeah. I get it. That makes sense. If you were in regular school, you would have to sit for, for 30 minutes for this class and go on to the next one. And it just wouldn't seem as long because you're transitioning from class to class.
Yeah.
I get it. Do you guys want to add anything? Is there any encouraging words that you want to give someone who's in eighth grade, a high school freshman, or a sixth grader who is maybe now just transitioning to eighth grade, just going into high school, just going into sixth grade, and maybe a little nervous taking online classes?
School might be hard, but you always just have to look at the bigger picture. You're there for learning and really nothing else. Learning and having fun.
I think it's going to be hard at first, of course. But I think when you find your routine or find your style of learning and you see that it's working for you, you just keep doing that. And yeah, just keep doing that. And then you'll like get overcome the stress, unless like you're getting pounds and pounds of homework. I don't know what to tell you though. I think it's just like what Brendan said. You have to look at the bigger picture. You went to school for a reason, so you could learn and get education. And like one day, once you're older and a grown up, and your kid asks you, "What can dad, mom, can you help me on my math test?" Well, yeah, they'll teach you how to subtract, add, multiply, division, anything. That's why you need to go to school. Education. That's why you need to learn, read. Reading lets your mind set. That's what you need to learn. Go to school. My mom taught me about the reading part. He's talking like he's like every single day we were talking about. Like, in a different class, we were talking about, like, what's going to happen to the schools, like, what the students are going to do, what the teachers are going to do, and there was this one specific day that we talked about, like, what we're going to do in every single class, and in one class, we talked about the stock market, because that day, the stock market had just crashed, and we were talking about, like, investing in some Lysol wipes, like the Lysol brand, the hand sanitizer.
The things that people were going crazy buying.
Yeah, they're booming.
So, what did y'all learn anything recently in class about what happened to the stock market?
No, but I know what happened because we talked about, I had a whole class on business. So, like, I kind of already knew, like, what was going on.
It was going up the scale, and then it, like, short.
Do you know what happened?
And then it just dropped because everybody was, it ain't really dropped, but, like, it, like, went out of business because people were buying too much stuff and then the shipment wasn't coming in because we were blocked up.
So. You know, like, because of GameStop, people were, like, people on Reddit were making bets about Reddit and GameStop, and they were like, Reddit and GameStop are both going to be very valuable in a few years. So people started putting money into GameStop, and I think Reddit too. And the banks were like, yeah, we can't let you invest anymore because, you know, not even just that. They were like, they were making money and they were taking money from billionaires. And they were like, yeah, we can't let you do this because basically we can't let you do this because you're taking money from our billionaires. And the billionaires, one of the billionaires sued the guy who started the whole thing and one of the main GameStop people because he was like taking money from him. Mm-hmm. And then people were like bringing up the 2008 stock market. And it was, like, the same ones who were laughing, the billionaires who were laughing at poor people's face.
Then now they're getting, now the quote-unquote poor people got hip to their game, and now they don't want them to get a piece of the pie.
Exactly.
That's exactly what
happened. It's all good to steal from people unless
you until you're the one being stolen from. Yep. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. And, like, the guy the guy with the name The Wolf of Wall Street, he was explaining this to people, and he was, like, on the people who invested into GameStop, he was, like, on their side, and he's like, yeah, they kind of make sense, like, they're not in the wrong. And it's funny, because there was, like, a nine or 10-year-old who invested, like, $600 maybe into the stock market. No, like $60, and like they have thousands of dollars now.
What?
And so, yeah.
So I'm telling them like right now. Like I don't know if you heard of. Did you heard of Forex trading?
Yeah.
A lot of people were getting onto that also because you're traded against different countries. But not even with that, like, you got to be careful with that. Like, I was trying to explain the quote because I was showing him about the stock market now. But you got to be careful with that also because first it was illegal and now you're able to do it.
Yeah. And you got to be careful because you don't know, you know, you could be putting your money in, it can be stolen. You don't know if somebody's trying to scam. There's a lot of scammers out here. So you just got to be careful with I think when you're doing anything like that, it's a risk. And you got to just know where you're putting your money. And do your research before you spend money.
How to, because we had a stock market game, and like my group like got 8 out of like 3,000 people, or like top 10 out of 3,000 schools, and we were taught like in sixth grade how to invest in the stock market, how to like predict the stock market, when you should take in money, put in money, and when you should take out money. So
maybe you should teach me because I still haven't gotten into, I would like to know, like I have certain apps, you know, like Acorn and Stash and all that, but you know, I don't know about, you know, when it's going up, when it's going down, when to put in, when to take out. So that's something maybe you can teach me that. I have not yet.
When you're doing the stock market though, Crystal, the only thing is that I am going to tell you, like, you have to constantly look at it.
You have to constantly be looking at it all day because it's up and down.
Yeah.
Thank you all for tuning in and listening to a few perspectives from some remote learning students, how they feel about going to school versus in-person learning. Stay safe and tune into the next one.